Yeah, no, I thought you had a nice solo on that too. Aside from just trying to repeat, and trying to repeat something is one way of getting there.
Yeah.
Another way of getting there is singing your ideas, trading concrete numbers of measures back and forth, like anything to kind of have it, you know, have a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Mm-hmm.
That's all good, and then it's just your work beyond that, and just trying to figure out how they're going to slide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was great. Let's try. Why don't we try Monin actually?
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That's not how to do it.
No, it's not the castle. It's more the back of the throat.
Actually, maybe I will try it like a. No,
yeah.
I don't like that. That's too obnoxious. I was thinking of doing like an organ sound so I can play the melody along with you, but
if you have a good organ sound, it's gotta have like a stock one that's like a rolling, like a stock. Yeah.
Let's just try the head a couple times.
Okay.
Kind of get that solid. So I'll give you one, two, three, four, one, and then it comes in on the end of one. So it's going to be one, two, three, four, one.
Thank you.
So this one's another good example. It's kind of all about rhythm, and just having a lot of attitude when you're just asserting a rhythm. Like you could even start a solo like one, two. Here, let's just play a chorus. You and me. You can actually comp for me. That would be great. One, two. One, two, three. Also just, you know what, first let's just play through a couple times through that loop and just play quarter notes and try to make them as fat as you possibly can. Does that make any sense if I talk about a quarter note being fat?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just doing a shuffle.
It's like a